USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A seventh juror is now seated in the trial of Derek Chauvin. He's a former Minneapolis police officer who was recorded last year holding George Floyd down until he stopped breathing. The woman chosen today admitted that she saw the video, adding, "But the bad behavior police need to go."
I promised the American people, and I guess it's becoming an overused phrase, that help was on the way.
President Biden's comments in a Rose Garden ceremony at the White House regarding a new stimulus bill that he signed into law on Thursday. People should start checking their bank accounts, as some are saying they've just received their stimulus check. The first wave of payments being deposited this weekend, with 85% of the nation getting a full $1,400. The money can also come by mail, either as a check or debit card. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo remains defiant and says he will not resign amid mounting sexual harassment claims.
Let the review proceed. I'm not going to resign. I was not elected by the politicians. I was elected by the people.
Cuomo speaking to the media regarding the allegations, saying the women have the right to come forward and be heard. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw is concerned about changes to U.S. immigration policies under President Biden.
We're back to catch and release, which doesn't make sense to anybody. And we're back to the floodgates opening, which you can see down there at the border, but it's also going to affect us, is you got this massive amount of people coming in.
He said there's been a steady number of boats with illegal immigrants from various countries that are being stopped off the waters of Palm Beach. The sheriff saying the new process is the old process prior to former President Trump, where illegal immigrants were screened and given a notice to appear in court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
More details are coming out regarding those COVID relief checks. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Now that the Democrats' partisan $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill was signed into law by President Biden Thursday, we're all happy about the $1,400 check heading our way. Now the sticker shock. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News the average American family will now owe $22,000 in higher taxes to pay this bill back. Representative McCarthy goes on to tell us about more implications inside the Democrats' bloated law.
You are now going to provide bonuses up to $25,000 to government employees and bureaucrats. You are now, your money's going to pay for illegal immigrants' health care. Your money also is being sent to San Francisco City, where your money will be spent giving alcohol and marijuana to the homeless. This is a payoff to Pelosi's political friends.
What's on the agenda next in Washington? Gun legislation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying President Biden is a longtime supporter of gun safety legislation.
Gun safety measures and putting in place background checks is something the president has been personally committed to for many years of his career. He thinks it is long overdue.
The House passing two gun-related bills this week. One expands background checks for purchases of firearms. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.